Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. Bless your hearts. Thanks for tuning in. And I'm excited as usual, and I'm not putting it on. It's what I feel in my old soul, because God is working. He's never left us. He's got his hand on us, and we're taught to pray that. Old Japheth prayed, Lord, that thou would bless me indeed, and that thine hand might be upon me, and that thou would keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And so that's the way it is, neighbor. I pray those prayers for myself. I don't dare get into a day without knowing that I'm doing what God wants me to do, and that his hand is on me, and it isn't the arm of flesh that's going to bring it to pass. If God doesn't make it work, it isn't going to work, neighbor. That's all there is to it. I've learned that a long time ago. Amen. Hangs my helpless soul on thee. But bless the Lord, O my soul. I tell you, neighbor, we're under his care. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings shall you take refuge. In the days following World War II, when the communists were overrunning China, the endangered missionaries found comfort in knowing that a world dominated by the Iron Curtain and the Bamboo Curtain, yet they could rest under the feather curtain of God. The psalmist said, he shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings shall you take refuge. The biblical patriarch Boaz referred to Ruth as a woman who had come under the Lord's wings for refuge. Later, Ruth's great-grandson, King David, perhaps recalling that story, asked the Lord, keep me as the apple of thine eye, and hide me under the shadow of thy wings. For my soul trusts in you. In the shadow of your wings I will make my refuge until the calamities pass by. And neighbor, these calamities, these problems are just for a season. Get under the wings of God. 1,000 years later, David's great descendant, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, said to the people of Jerusalem, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent unto her. How often I would have gathered you, your children, together as a hen gathereth her chicks under her wings. All these comforting word pictures were woven together in a hymn written by the late William Olcott Cushing, who was born in a Unitarian home in 1823. He labored over 20 years as a pastor in New York. At the death of his wife, he was afflicted with a voice disorder that forced him to quit preaching. And in near despair, he asked God to give him something to do. And it came on his heart to write hymns. And in the subsequent years, he wrote over 300 hymns. Ring the bells of heaven when he cometh down in the valley and under his wings. And under his wings I am safely abiding. Though the night deepens and tempests are wild, still I can trust him. I know he will keep me. He has redeemed me. I am his child. Under his wings. Under his wings, who from his love can sever? Under his wings my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. Hallelujah. Little Dory Hilborn, handmaiden of the Lord, has been a friend down through the years and a staunch supporter of this old preacher as he's reached out to Indians across these many, many years, right from the beginning. Dory Hilborn sent that clipping in to me. We share poetry. She enjoys my poems that I put in, and she has been one of the principal contributors of poetry and interesting articles. Neighbor, if you have a poem or something that's been a real blessing, send the old preacher a copy of it, and we'll share it on the air as God gives us opportunity. And so that's the way it's going, neighbor. There's rest for the weary. It's under the wings of God. And so that's the way I'm living. I'll confess to you, if I looked at the problems, I'd throw my hat in the air in despair. But the problems are God's. I can't solve them. And He is doing it. And I'll tell you, I am amazed at the way the work is going. We made those trips. I'll tell you, we had that big load of stuff to have food. Tons of it. A whole trailer load, all we could put on there weight-wise. And it was given to us. And we wanted to take it down there to those people at Loop, Arizona, and give out to Calvin Bennett's 9 different mission stations that he's in charge of. It was a big job, and then we wanted to load up that pastor over at Cottonwoods and move him on the back haul over into Montana to the school. And right at the last minute, I'll tell you, Brother Ken Sullivan was going to do that for us, and his wife had a heart attack, and I've shared this with you, but it's amazing how God works. I want you to pray for the Sullivans. And then Marv Betcher it's a two-driver situation, and Marv went down to renew his health card and found a health problem, but nothing serious, we hope, but they wouldn't clear him with a health card, so that put him out of the action, and that left me destitute. And then just out of the woodwork, out of nowhere, God brought Art Haddock back into the picture, that old war horse. I'll tell you, he's a brother in the Lord, and God has done such great things in his life. And he's farther up the road. It's a blessing to be around Art Haddock. He said, we'll get her there. I'll do it for you. And I rode along just to be there and get in on the blessing and do some talking with him. And it was a big job, but in 7 days, over 3,000 miles, and it was all, we obeyed the laws, but we stayed at the job, and the pieces went together. That's the thing that counts. God can make them go together, or it seems, you know what I'm talking about, don't you, neighbor? There are times when it seems like everything goes wrong that could go wrong, and you just can't get ahead for falling back. But the pieces fit. They went together, and we got it all done. And what a time of blessing we had, and what a blessing it was. Brother Art sat in this office just a day or two ago and shared with me what a blessing it was to his soul. There was a little Indian girl down there that had been injured, I believe before she was born, her mother was in a wreck and a car rolled over and injured that little girl before she was born. And when finally got everything come around, they saved her life, but she's been crippled. But what a testimony she had and what God has done. And she's, her little hands are crooked and her legs, but she sits there in that wheelchair and praises God, and her voice is restricted even, but she radiates the presence of God, and it's worth it all just to be there and have prayer with her and with those in the home. So we're praising God, and neighbor, the doors are opening, and we're walking in them to the best of our ability, and We haven't missed the ball so far. God has made it possible. Faithful is he that calls you, who also will do it. Now, neighbor, I'm not boasting. I'm praising God. This is a vine of God's planting. It wasn't thought up by man. It was brought around by the hand of the Lord. The Lord told me just to do what he told me to do, to get a pickup truck and start over, and not to fuss with anybody, just do the job he gave me to do. He would work it all out, and he would bless me. And that pickup is no longer capable of doing it all, but it's still playing a very important part. And old Bob King and Leon Hansen and this preacher, we enjoy getting together, and we've got a job cut out for us. We've got a lot of work to do with it. At the same time, the 18-wheeler has to keep moving to get the stuff out there. And the people that are donating those cans of food phoned yesterday, and they've got a bunch more. We're going down tomorrow. We can't pick it all up with the Dodge and the pickup. We got to take the 18-wheeler down there for what we're going to get tomorrow, and we're just praising God for it. So keep your prayers going, heavenward.
Thank you for listening to this classic broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein. Our goal has always been to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. The ministry also has another need, help with our operating expenses, including radio airtime. Radio has proven to be an excellent way to share our message, and yet there is a cost involved, and it can add up rather quickly. And that's why we ask you, our committed listener, to help us with our radio expenses. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.